You know this, Uncle Tom.
Listen, sucker. I'm blacker than the Ace of Spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting at rallies and browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me. And I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Dynamite! Dynamite!
Grind, niggas, man. That nigga see you shining, man. I see you shining, nigga. I see you getting it in, nigga. I'm getting it in, nigga. Real recognize, real recognize me, man. You know? Let's make it happen, man. I see you getting it in, nigga. I see you.
You ain't no pimp.
Let's make
it.
Another nigga dame hitter, come get it in with me. Sit in this Benz with me. I'm getting paid in these streets, spin the Benz with me. These bitches love me, see my game so strong. That's why they put me under daddy in they cellular phone. What's
I get
up?
It in. Spend a night, see? Same sucker hating motherfucker ain't gon' like me. I roll up in a whip, it's a trip, how they sightsee. Man of a million names and broke ain't one of them. I pay these snakes no mind, I shine right in front of them. Get goofy with your homies, you die right in front of them. Use your head or lose your head, please don't be the dumber one. And I got dro, you can smell what a stuffy nose. Moving five an elbow, got him by the mother loads. I got brand, not, and I ain't talking butter rolls. Even in the summer, I shovel snow, it's never low. I get my cake on, take classes, my connect stay on, my Stevie Wonder's glasses. Let's make it, and there's more where they came from. Homie community serve, but where y'all think I got my name from?
Check 1-2 Fat Mac, All Mike, Triple XL. Coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. It's been a minute since I chimed in, man. I think it's been like since October of last year since I did something, man. And you niggas with these emails. If y'all don't stop this bullshit, man. So I'm trying to, I don't know, put together a coherent show. It has not been easy. This is actually like my fifth time sitting down trying to do a show, but my mind ain't been right. You know, I just can't seem to flow. You know what I mean? Yeah, when I get into these ruts, y'all not gonna see no shows, man. Shit. You know, I really gotta be into it. I really gotta be feeling it. And I have not been feeling it, man, for like, shit, going on 5 months, is it? Shit. I've just been into other things, man. So here we go once again. We're gonna try to put something together. You know, I mean, I got tons of shit I want to talk about, but for some reason I just can't spit it out, man. You know, so what's today? Today's date is like the 8th of February 2012. Gonna try and do this shit. I just been having a lot of things on my plate, man. So y'all niggas just gonna have to bear with me, man. Shit, like I said, plenty of other podcasts out there for y'all to fuck with, man. You know, while you wait on me to get my shit right. You know? Rick Nasty. Rick ain't bothered me for a while, though. Shit, he been patient. Man, I've been having discussions with niggas about all kinds of shit, man. But basically, the main thing I really want to talk about today, and we're gonna leave the niggerdom at the door. We're gonna elevate a little bit, and not necessarily, well, it does kind of tie into pimping and hoeing, because the whole world is predicated upon pimping and hoeing, really, or the have and the have nots, and those with power and those that don't have power, you know what I mean? But we're gonna get down to the brass tacks today, because certain folks just can't see the writing on the wall. And I'm gonna keep shit simple, man. I'm not gonna get into a lot of facts and all that kind of shit, because I mean, the reality is niggas give less than a fuck about facts, man. You know what I'm saying? Black folks are they're hardwired for feeling. How do we feel? We're very right brain oriented, man. You know, fuck some logic, fuck some reasoning. So a lot of times, you know, I gotta hit niggas with how they fucking feel. Does it make you feel good? Huh? Does it sit right with you? You know what I'm saying? You know, fuck some logic, fuck reasoning. Black folks really love the whole concept of how they feel. Does it feel right? You know what I mean? Shit, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm not really going to get into facts. You know what I mean? Even though I could pull out a bazillion facts. Well, basically what I'm talking about today is like the government and how these niggas is still walking around in the matrix, still believing that the government can do no wrong. Like, and I can see why white folks would think that, you know what I mean? Because they've been living under the umbrella of so-called democracy in the United States, you know, for so long. And everything that's been written, it's been written down, you know, for them to advance, man. You know what I mean? So I can understand why white folks would believe that the government is not crooked, doesn't have any sort of ulterior motives. But black folks? Who are these niggas that's running around to actually believe that the government doesn't have some sort of nefarious agendas, man? Y'all niggas need to wake the fuck up, man. Are y'all serious? Damn. I mean, all the shit that's been coming down, man, you know, since 9/11. And I mean, I was hitting niggas with this shit when I came back from the military in 92, talking about how, you know, the government was about to set up the NWO and how they were going to stage false flag attacks. And false flag attack, once again, is when the government proposes the problem, the action, and the solution. Basically, if they want you to jump, you know what I mean, what they'll do is they'll set a problem in motion, they'll offer a solution to that problem, you know what I'm saying? But you be none the wiser, you know, you think that terrorists from overseas did something, when actuality the government staged the bombing or staged the attack to get you all riled the fuck up, blamed it on the Arabs, and now all of a sudden you have all these rules and laws and legislations put into place to take your freedoms away. You know what I'm saying? And niggas, they just can't believe that our government would ever do that. Our government would never do that. And, you know, one of the main proponents or one of the main victims of this thought process is my nigga, the Side Trickster, man. The Side Trickster, he lives in a world of lollipops and gumdrops, man. You know, he's had very little dealings with evil, should I say. You know what I mean? But me, on the other hand, I've had a lot of interactions with evil, whether it be in the prison system or whether it be in the military system. I've seen evil, nefarious shit all my life, you know, especially, you know, coming up in the streets also. So I'm one of them cats that's been blessed to walk both sides of the tracks. And like I said, I've been talking to the side trickster, and I even had a discussion with my nigga Rick Nasty too, man. That was fucking hilarious. He hit me with, what you hit me with, Rick? Everything is not a conspiracy, Mac. Everything is not a conspiracy. I'm like, oh my God, man. Hey, when I speak on something, you know, it ain't no off the fly, you know, bullshit, man. It's, you know, I've done research, man. You know, I see patterns within patterns. A lot of times cats don't really study government or study history. And that's why, you know, when I say what I say it with conviction, because I've seen this pattern before. I've seen how the governments come in and take away freedoms and take away rights and set up socialist and fascist regimes through these techniques that, you know, they hitting us with right now, nigga. Fuck. But anyway, let me get right back to the side trickster. He's believing that the government is benign. He believes that the government actually has our best interest at heart. But, I mean, at a cursory glance of history, when I see the shit they're putting down right now, it's obvious that they don't have our best interest at heart. But the side trickster does. And this is due in part that, you know, he doesn't really have a like. He's an idiot savant, man. He's very brilliant in a lot of areas, man. But when it comes to human nature, he don't really get it, man. He doesn't really get it. And I tried to explain to him the concept of as above, so below. Whatever exists below must exist above. And whatever must exist above must exist below. You know what I mean? And since, you know, he's obviously not really a student on history about how certain governments come into power, I tried to hit him with this metaphysical concept, and I should have known better than that. But fuck it, you know, I gotta try. So, I'll give you an example. Me working in the prison system for like 11 years, I spied a lot of corruption going on in the prison system from the warden on down. You know what I mean? And, you know, we're talking about drugs. We're talking about certain staff members trying to plant drugs on inmates or plant weapons on inmates or, like I said, unit managers, deputy wardens, I mean, people who have status in the prison were actually actively involved in the drug trade, and they were bringing in drugs. Now, basically what would happen is you had certain COs that would try and bring in drugs, they would freelance, and of course it did not get the sanctioning of the higher-ups to bring in the dope. So what the higher-ups would do, you know, just to make it look good, as far as PR, public relations campaigning and whatnot, they would bust COs who they knew were bringing in dope that did not have the sanction of the higher ups from the warden on down. They would bust them to make it look like they were actually hard on drugs, to make it actually look like they gave a fuck about the drug trade that was going on within the prison, when in actuality they didn't give a shit about people doing drugs or people selling drugs, you know what I mean, because it was lucrative, man, you know. And you know, people would be like, oh man, that's but the warden wouldn't do that, or people below the warden wouldn't do that. Why wouldn't they do it? Shit, I mean, if you run the whole goddamn spot, what's to stop you from doing it? Who's gonna believe you if you come against those who are in power in the prison, and you're gonna say that, you know, they're actually active in the drug trade? People are gonna look at you like you're fucking nuts, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, me being the kind of cat that I am, because I didn't, I really didn't have no allegiances to the staff or the prison or the inmates or whatever. I always dealt with people, you know, one-on-one, man-to-man. I didn't give a fuck what you was wearing, what your uniform was, whether you was wearing blues or grays. I didn't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? So I had a lot of privileged information about some things that was going on, man, because I could be trusted. You know, there was a lot of people trying to come in. There was a lot of COs trying to come into my block and try and plant shit on inmates. You know, but they couldn't do it because I was there, because they knew that I wasn't what you would call a ball player. I wouldn't roll with that shit. You know, and that garnered a lot of respect from a lot of the gang leadership, so to speak. So I got to know a lot of things that was going on in there. And a lot of people say, why didn't you blow the whistle? Why didn't I'm like, blow the whistle, man? Because truthfully, I didn't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck if they so dope. You know what I'm saying? I was there to do my eight and hit the motherfucking gate, man. But I'm saying all that to say this. As above, so below. If there's all that kind of corruption going on just in a punk-ass prison, you know what I mean? If you have those who are in power in a prison doing what the fuck they want, however the fuck they want to do it, and then setting up the little man at the same time to make it look like they're actually hard on crime or hard on drug dealing and shit, what the fuck do you think is going on in major government? Your local government? State government? Federal government? Seriously, man. If all of that shit I just talked about is going on in a prison, what the hell do you think is going on a federal level, man? You know what I mean? Really? I'm going to let y'all marinate on that, man. I'm going to come on back, man. Today is a day where I started hitting y'all with some local shit, man. You know, I'm from the Gem City, man. What's up, Dayton, Ohio? Fuck. I'm going to be hitting y'all with, you know, some local hip hop shit, man. You know, from some niggas that I enjoy, man. The last joint I hit y'all with was I Get It In from Chaos to Community Server. That's an old joint, man. I think that's like 2006, maybe. I don't know, but it's still a banger. So this is the Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL, and I'll be back.
You know how we do this shit. We gon' keep this shit going for you. DJ Skano, worldwide motherfucking court DJ. That's right, D-Boy. I got this shit, my nigga.
I'ma pull up on your green, pop out on your green. Fresh bit, shit that you see in your dreams. And they love a D-Boy when I rock my specs. They like, let's have sex now, and I'm like, okay, let's. Ready, baby, DBM pretty, please don't get it wrong. And bitch, I been the shit way before I could write songs. Whip it, bag it, and flip it, quickly get it gone. Turn around and go to D-Boy, get $1 million loan. Bubba got my mind blown, cause my man gone. My amigos, just me and my peoples, my 10 homes. Tried to lead a stage, they told me ready, just keep flowing. And it's more money on top of that money, we keep blowing. Got a show tonight, think we a no-show and we keep showing. Police circle the block, we hot, we keep rolling. Dope fiends dashing, cracking they coat like the shit stolen. Big rims, bitch, look out, sit when my shit strolling. I'ma pull up on your clean,
yeah.
Pop
yeah.
out on your clean.
Ready,
fresh
baby?
Fresh rip, shit that
hey, what's
you see
up,
in your dreams. And they
be on the lookout for that album, soon.
They like, let's have sex.
This
now,
goes out to all my certified D-Boys.
I'm hollin', ooh, we both freaks, freaking the jacuzzi. BMF affiliated, yep, it's me and
ooh-wee.
Beepin' ain't nothing, jump stupid, and we clapping, man. Baby D swinging through, hollin' bout, what's happening? Rad with the heat tuck, ain't smoking no cheap stuff. Young niggas shining, cause we riding in some sweet stuff. Red blood shed when the heat clutch. Running up on 066, chopper speed round ridiculous. They tell me, ready baby, you know you blessed with the flow. I reply with, yeah I know, yeah I know. God woke me up one morning, told me, boy go blow. Mad state to get more money, nigga, do. I'ma pull up on your clean, pop out on your clean. Fresh bit, shit that you see in your dreams. And they love a D-boy, when I rock my specs. They like, let's have sex now, and I'm like, okay, let's. Done been through so much, now I'm able to blow bucks. Might cop 6 cars this year and 4 trucks. Use my swagger to persuade bad bitches and no ducks. DBM is the mob, if I got to, I'm gon' bust. Plus, I'm affiliated with killers that got dust. 160 on the dash, I smash it and burn it up. Most niggas behind bars, cause working don't earn enough. Ain't gotta tell me I'm hot, cause you know that I turns it up. Keep pushing the air, never say that we burning stuff. Feds looking for niggas, but it ain't concerning us. DBM motherfuckers, we the hottest shit you ever seen. Popping bottles, spending dollars, bitch, we buying anything. Cop a couple platinum necklaces, diamonds and egg chain. Since Ready Baby reached this game, this shit'll never be the same. Shooting, shining, Ready Baby, yeah, you know me, man. Shooting, shining, Ready Baby, yeah, you know me.
Once again, we hitting y'all up with some Gem City's hip-hop flavor, man. Shit, local artists and shit, man. But anyway, let me get back to the crux, man. The bullshit, like I said, man. As above, so below. If the things that I was experiencing, and even the shit that I experienced in the army, man. I seen a lot of fucked up shit in the army, man. See a lot of fucked up shit, of course, like I said, in the prison system. And I mean, just reading up on history and reading up on what the governments, our government and other governments have done through history, should give you a pretty good window, some pretty good insight in what the fuck's going on, man. You know, you don't really have to be no super genius to figure this shit out. Just reading books or just being informed, you know, will help you out. I remember back in like 92 when they started putting up all them goddamn cell phone towers, man. And I was just coming back from the military and I was telling all my people, man. I'm like, hey, man, they gonna start using those cell phone towers to basically figure out where you at, man, in real time. Triangulate your positions and whatnot. And they all thought I was a fucking nutbag about that shit. So I'm like, why is that so fucking hard to believe? You know what I mean? I like, yeah, real talk, man. That's what those towers are for, man. Now, what do you see, like, when you watch these crime shows? They always talk about, well, you use your cell phone at such and such time, and according to all the cell phone towers, we can tell that you were here at this particular place at this particular time and shit, you know. This shit I was kicking back in 92, of course, I was looking like a nutbag for spitting it, but like I said, yes, they will be able to know where you are at all times through these towers and through, you know, just your cell phone, period. You know, I'm just tired of just people just being stupid, man. I'm tired, man. You motherfuckers got to wake up, man. Get up out y'all sleep, man. Y'all niggas asleep for real. And it's just like every goddamn year, man, I'm forced to come out and just hit y'all with some real shit. And y'all motherfuckers, no matter how many times I'm right, the niggas are still goddamn walking around in a daze, man. Shit. One thing I can say is, you know, I look at Facebook a lot. And of course, Facebook, that's the main thing that FBI and CIA use nowadays to swoop down and skull fuck you, you know what I mean? Because you give all your information to Facebook. But I see a lot of my cats, man, that I used to spit this shit to, back, like I said, back in 92 for like 3 or 4 years. And they all used to think I was off my rocker, man. All of them used to think I was fucking nuts, nigga. But I'm looking at these niggas now on Facebook, and all of them is militant as fuck, man. Everything that I hit them niggas with way back then, man, they worse than me, man. Very well read, very informed. And I can honestly say I'm proud of the fact that I planted them seeds, nigga. I planted them, even though I'm not really on that shit nowadays anymore. And they all kind of, you know, they hit me up all the time like, damn, what happened to you, man? You used to really be on point with this and on point with that, and you used to, you know, kick this and kick that, man. Well, you know, where that at, man? You know, where you at? I'm like, shh, man, been there, done that, nigga. I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and play the prophet. That's what I'm gonna do. I've been doing this shit since I was 18, man. From the ages, like, from 18 to 35. That's all I did, man, is hit niggas with all this high-powered wisdom and shit. You know what I'm saying? But you get tired of that shit, man. You get tired. You just want to just chill. That's why I elected to just bang on chicks. But, of course, that's getting old. What really made me want to come out, and I don't want to say come out, man, but funny thing happened, man. I was going through some old CDs I had, man. I was listening to some old rap, man. Some old hip-hop. And I was listening to some Poor Righteous Teachers. I was listening to X-Clan. I was listening to Arrested Development. Who was the other one I was listening to, man? Shit. Professor Griff, Public Enemy, KRS. I was listening. I mean, I had like a conscious CD. And I sat there listening to it. And not to sound like a cornball, man, but I literally started crying. I literally started crying, man. Because I remember how I used to be, man. Oh, man. I was something back in the day, man. And I can attribute the goodness that was in me to hip-hop. And the militancy that I had. And everything was just so right back then, man. Like I said, back, I don't know, maybe about 95, I started turning to the dark side, so to speak. I'm like, fuck everybody, man. Fuck it all. It's just gonna be me. I'm gonna get mine. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have that sort of worldview, you know, back then when I was listening to these rap artists, man. And listening to this rap really made me, man, it made me remember who I used to be. Yeah, I know, cornball shit, but for real, man, it was, wow. And I know that I'm not gonna really ever get back to that. You know, I've been exposed to too much even though, you know, I think I was a better person back then, I don't think I was a wiser person back then. You know what I mean? I'm really wise now. I mean, I got x-ray vision, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, there was a certain trade-off there, but I don't know. Why am I saying all that? I don't know. Shit. Just wanted to say it. Does it have any relevance or bearing on the whole shit that I'm spitting now? I don't know. Like I said, I have not been myself lately. I have not really been able to formulate coherent arguments. Shit. Ah. But anyways, where was I at? But yeah, so I'm just telling y'all, man, look, the government's corrupt. The government sells dope. The government fucking is injecting the water with poisons, the food with poison. The government is, I mean, it's been caught thousands of times doing fucked up shit, man. They've even been caught, what was that, man? I mean, y'all can Google all this shit if you want to. Of course, Google is, wow, there's some fucked up shit going online too, man, where they're basically trying to shut down all sorts of websites, man, that shine the light of truth on the government and shit. But, I mean, they've even been caught having child porn rings and child molestation rings and shit. Government, big corporations are doing this kind of shit, man. But of course, no one believes it because it's not in the mainstream media. And that's why they have to eliminate what you would call alternative media, which is the internet. They're gonna try their best to goddamn cut the balls off of the internet, man. And only thing that gets play on the internet pretty soon will be government and corporate run. So, man, y'all motherfuckers better wake up, man, with all this bullshit that you don't believe that the government would do that. I mean, absolute power, you know, breathes absolute corruption, man. Come on, get your head right, get your mind right, my nigga. Shit. And let me see. I got a question here. This is kind of like a Q&A too. I decided to go ahead and answer some questions for some folks because they believe that I was kind of pro New World Order, and you know I was sounding like that for a long time. But you know, the question is, do I believe in evil? You know what I mean? Because I've been telling y'all I don't believe in the devil and all that kind of shit. But they're saying, you know, if I believe in evil, then I must believe in the devil. And no, that's not how I work, man. I mean, science has proven that there is duality in nature. In the cosmos, there is polarity, my nigga. So I don't have to anthropomorphize the concept of evil. I don't have to give evil a personality. You know, that's you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I believe in evil, of course. I mean, you cannot believe in evil if you don't, if you believe in hot and cold, then you have to believe in good and evil. You understand that? Shit, if you believe in male and female, then you have to believe in good and evil. Polarities, man. Dualities. That's what actually makes everything work and tick on the physical plane, my nigga. So, yeah, I believe in evil, man. But shit. See, anything that I really spit to a lot of niggas, man, you know. This is going to sound really, elitist when I say this shit, man. But like I've said this a couple times on some of my shows, if you still believe in Christianity, if you still believe that Jesus died for your sins, if you're still a Christian, and I'm using this as an example. I mean, for the most part, most of the religions that niggas is into, they have no business being in it. But if I'm spitting anything to a nigga and he's on that Christian thing, I know that 95% of the shit that I really can spit to this nigga, he's not going to get it. He's not going to understand it, man. I'm in outer space with my shit, you feel me? I'm on a different level altogether when I spit what the fuck I spit, man. So, you know, so when I'm hitting y'all with this, I don't believe in the devil shit. You know, niggas is not they not able to compute that shit, man. Y'all not able to compute it. I can see why white folks would do it, but for a black man in America, knowing damn well that you came from a certain part in Africa that didn't even fuck with this religion, now all of a sudden your whole lineage, your whole ancestry is just Christian this and Christian that. I mean, that don't make you say, hey, wait a minute, that according to the genealogy of where I, you know, supposedly came from in Africa about, you know, 200 years ago, you know, Christianity wasn't even the predominant religion, you know. How the fuck did I end up? How did my whole people end up? You know, y'all don't ask them kind of questions, man. Shit. But, see, I think too much. I think, entirely too much. And like I told you, man, this ain't no show where we talking about, you know, the typical ghetto fuck shit, man. This is getting deep time, okay? So, I mean, sorry to disappoint you, my nigga, but this is getting deep time, so I think too goddamn much. Let me try and give you niggas a little example of how I fucks up the program, why you can't just put me in a goddamn church and sit me down and say, nigga, behave, okay? Because, I mean, I remember one time a preacher was giving a sermon talking about pride. You know, we were talking about the 7 deadly sins and how pride was one of the worst of the deadly sins and how Lucifer himself was guilty of that. And that's why, you know, Lucifer is the fallen one, because he had pride, because he was full of himself. Okay, the story goes like this. The devil, or should, no, I will, that's incorrect, excuse me. Lucifer, he was basically salty. He was mad at the Most High because he felt that God had given favor to man. And according to Lucifer himself, he was like, I am superior to man. I am better than man. How are you going to elevate man above me? I made a fire, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I am one of the angels. You know what I mean? Man, he's made of mud, clay. He's beneath me. How are you going to give him, you know, the love that you're supposed to reserve for me? So basically, I guess Lucifer's feelings was hurt. You know, he felt that the love that was given to Adam should have been given to him. So, you know, he rebelled. All right. Now I'm looking at this and I'm like, okay. The devil's supposed to be a bad guy because, let's put it this way. Let's say you go into a job interview, okay? You got two people ahead of you that they haven't even graduated fucking high school. You know what I mean? But you got like doctorates in whatever field you're trying to get. But instead of you getting the gig, the two motherfuckers ahead of you, they get the gig. They ain't even graduated high school. They don't have the credentials. But they got ahead. They get the money. They get the position. You get kicked out on your ass. Okay, how does that make you feel? With, I don't know. Is that pride working there? I mean, really, is that pride? Or do you just really feel like, I mean, I deserve that job? Why the fuck did they get the job when they're obviously not qualified to have it? You know, why did they kick me out on my ass? I don't understand that shit. So, I mean, would that leave you a little bitter? You know what I'm saying? Would that leave you bitter? Well, I would have to say, yeah, that would leave me kind of bitter, man. If I knew that I had the credentials and I was far better, much more informed on a task or a hobby or, you know, or the job in question, and I got passed over by some motherfuckers I knew didn't have the credentials to do it, I'd be pissed off too. You know what I mean? I'm just putting it in just regular terms. Just some regular shit, man, that a motherfucker understand. And so people are probably saying, oh, well, that's irrelevant because that's God and God is the Most High and you should never rebel against God. God said you shouldn't be prideful. And I'm just saying, just on a basic fundamental level, nigga, if there was no such thing as pride, motherfuckers would still be walking around butt naked in caves, man. Pride is the whole thing that makes all of this work, that makes people want to advance, that makes people want to excel at things. Pride does that, okay? Of course, you have the negative aspects of pride. You got the positive aspects of pride. But we got niggas running around this motherfucker, you know, on that Bible shit, talk, you know, like pride is actually the worst thing that you can have. When in actuality, it's really the best thing that you can have, to be prideful, you know, of certain things that makes you want to do better, makes you want to excel, makes you want to improve yourself. Once again, there is the dark side of it. But then again, we have the hypocrisy of the Most High also, because we have people saying that God says that you shouldn't be prideful. Pride is a sin. But yet and still, we have the Most High. And once again, I'm speaking in terms that you can understand, because I don't anthropomorphize. And for those that don't know, that means I don't put human qualities or characteristics on physics. You know, all this shit is, to me, is science, man. That's all it is. But y'all niggas, y'all want to put ghostly apparition type shit onto science. So, you know, so I'm speaking in terms that y'all can understand, with gods and devils and shit like that. You feel me? So, we have the Most High saying that pride is evil. But yet and still, the most prideful motherfucker in the Bible is Yahweh. Is lightning gonna strike me dead? Well, what's he waiting on, my nigga? Shit, I've been speaking this shit since I was 18. You know what I mean? I mean, just the very commandments itself. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Does that sound prideful? I think it does. What does God say? What does Yahweh say? I'm a vengeful and I'm a jealous God. What does that sound like? And then all through the Bible, you have the Most High smiting and killing. If you read all the Old Testament, it's full of that shit, man. It's full of him smiting and killing and fucking shit up because people was worshiping other gods before him. Now, let's go back to Lucifer. All right. I mean, what's the difference between how Lucifer rebelled because he thought that, you know, he should have got a little bit more props than he was getting, and Yahweh being in the Old Testament killing and smiting motherfuckers because people worship other gods other than him? Oh, yeah, I know, I think too much, nigga. So, like I said, we have the Most High being guilty of the same thing that he is condemning Lucifer for. See, this is why you can't sit me in a motherfucking church, man, and just expect me to just sit there like a motherfucking simple ass nigga, man. It's not gonna happen. I think too goddamn much, nigga. Like I said, Yahweh, smiting, killing, thou shalt have no other gods before me. I'm a vengeful, I'm a jealous God. Then they turn around and they tell me that Lucifer's some bad guy because, shit, he didn't want to bow down to man. And that was his sin. Okay. Wow, that makes no sense at all. The Most High condemning Lucifer for the same shit that he's guilty of himself. But that's different because God, Yahweh, he can do anything he wants because he's God. Oh, man. I don't stop having conversations with niggas, man. Like I said, niggas don't have conversations on logic and reasoning. They fuck around with how they feel. How does it make you feel, nigga? Huh? Does it feel good to you? That's all I'm saying, man. Shit. So, yeah, man. I think too goddamn much. You motherfuckers is not going to be able to sit me down in any sort of a religious house and just cram anything down my throat. And I'm just going to fucking accept it. Now, see, it's really hard to pimp a nigga like me. You know what I mean? If you ever see me lined up, you know, taking communion and drinking wine or just bowing my head to anybody, that motherfucker, whoever I'm bowing to, he's a pimp. He's a motherfucking pimp, man, because shit, you got to get up early in the morning, man, to make me want to bow down to you. Fuck. And trust and believe, there ain't nobody out there, man, for real, that's got the goddamn knowledge or the know-how or the charisma or the swag to sit me the fuck down and make me blind. It's not gonna happen, my nigga. So like I said, yeah, the devil. Lucifer, guilty of the deadly sin of pride. But all the while we're looking in the Old Testament and the things that the Most High does, I mean, these are prideful situations that the Most High gets himself into, smiting and killing and just decimating anyone who doesn't believe that he is God. Old Testament, read that shit. Do you motherfuckers even read that shit, man? Huh? Do you read that shit? I don't know. Well, anyway, take me another goddamn break, man. We're going to start this shit off with my nigga Railroad, man. Railroad. Shit. Mind in a Daze, I believe that. I think that shit just came out like last year or whatever. Big ups to Railroad, and I'll be right back.
You ain't no pimp. You're a rest haven, bro. You're a rest haven, bro.
Waking up in cold sweats, having dreams, niggas open up my chest. Is it destined? just pray to God that he bless me. Put my trust in my weapon, cause it ain't no second guessing. In these streets where I come from, niggas be on one. Catch a slipper, hit them pockets, it be flow, son. Bitches be thirsty, they go loco when you ballin'. Bitch, bout these balls in your jaws, I might call ya. I'm riding solo with my hoop, listening to that old school shit, cause it suits me. Twisting them up, sipping drone till I'm drunk as fuck. Chasing paper, trying to live it up. Hit my spots, collect my cheese, then go re-up. The youngest nigga in charge, feeling like King Tut. Like King Tut, get your weight up, young J's. I'm the greatest the city they never seen. And when I drop on seven C's, motherfuckers. Hey, what's that in roll, baby? I just got some dudes, baby. These niggas been hating on you, though, baby. They been hating on you, though, but man, I don't even know how to act. I don't even know what to do. Y'all don't even know what to do, you baby. And they say they don't believe me, you know. They say you can't make it. Shows spacious, chosen to success in the fact that I done made it. Thousand bad bitches waiting for me in amazement. Flow so perfected, my style so courageous. Graceful, blessing these beats full of flames. Destined for the top, for my city, I'm the greatest. Life is for the lessons, but the test is if you make it. So I'm bossing up, good investment, real savings. Don't change the posture, the boy so ducky fresh. Make that pussy beatbox, cause I leave him soaking wet. Loyalty is everything, money, power, and respect. Trust no one, strictly minutes when you talk to me. I spinach, smoking spinach, thugging with my Zangies. Does it for my niggas, steady driving, dodging felonies. My dog behind bars serving time in penitentiary. R.I.P.D. boy, who thought we make history?
Yeah, we back once again, back in the phys ed, man. Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, hitting y'all up, man. Shit, so, yeah, today's a metaphysical day. Today is, we leave a lot of tomfoolery at the door, you know, sweeping the nigger them up under the rug for a little bit. And everything that I just spit really actually means nothing in the scheme of things, especially since, you know, especially the just religious niggers in general, because they always set up these rules, right, for everybody else. Or for everything in existence except for God himself. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, this is what they do. They say shit like, you see the earth and the sun and the moon and the rocks and everything had to have a creator. Everything, I mean, all this just didn't get here by itself. Everything has to have a creator. It didn't get, I mean, it just couldn't have got here by itself, you know? And so then you spin that shit on the nigga, man. You're like, man, you don't even hear yourself talking, man. Like I said, this is the Fat Mac, nigga. I think too much, nigga. I think too much. They say that shit all the time. Everything has to have a creator. And I'm not really here to dispute if there's creation or if there's evolution or if there's actually a God or there isn't. To me, I really don't give a fuck, man. I just live. But I always tell niggas, I'm like, okay, then, well, if everything has to have a creator, then what about God?
Oh, well, that's different. That's different. God doesn't have to have a creator.
I'm like, what? No, you just told me everything has to have a fucking creator, my nigga. Everything has to have a creator. You saying that everything down to the smallest atom, a molecule, a rock, or whatever, it just couldn't have got here by itself. And now you telling me that God himself doesn't need a creator? Something as awesome and powerful as God doesn't need a creator? So either everything needs a creator or everything doesn't need a creator. Which is it? But when it comes down to God himself, they want to make special rules. You know what I mean? And that goes back to, you know, the whole pride thing. Well, God can have pride because God invented pride. You know, this shit just sounds fucking stupid. It's some old third grade ass shit. I'm having conversations with niggas that have third grade mentalities, man. Just like my stepfather. This nigga, every week, Armageddon is around the corner. Every week, nigga.
It's like, oh, God's coming back and he's coming to rapture us. And he keeps setting these dates. And in each date, I mean, he's had about 9 dates so far and this hasn't happened. But this nigga's still bugging me about the fucking rapture. You don't feel like a fucking ass right now, my nigga, for real. Come on, man. And I try and be respectful to him because, you know, that's my pops, man. But goddamn, he's getting on my last nerve with that shit. So that's what I'm saying, man. I mean, you can't be having these rules, these absolute rules that you have. And then all of a sudden, when I spin them back on you, you know, for Yahweh's sake, then all of a sudden the rules don't apply. Everything has to have a creator. This bed, this wall, everything has to be created by something. And then I say, well, what about God? Doesn't God need a creator? Oh, no, God doesn't need a creator. No. But this is my argument. I'm saying, well, if you're saying God doesn't need a creator, then why the fuck does the earth need a creator? Seriously. If you're going ahead and you're exempting one of the most powerful, one of the most awesomest forces in the universe that does not need a creator, then why does the earth need a creator? Why does a pebble need a creator? Why can't they just pop into existence just like your God? I think too goddamn much, nigga. I think too much. Once again, really gives less than a fuck about the concept of your gods and your devils. I'm a scientist, my nigga. That's how I roll. I deal with motherfucking facts. Shit. Science is actual factual, man. I don't need a devil to believe in evil. You feel me? Alright. Well, I've been long-winded on this shit, man. I don't know. I'll probably try and get back to the niggerdom later on in the week. Do some shows that niggas like. You feel me? I don't know. I just didn't feel like doing that shit today, man. I was really introspective today. Ah, it's a big word. How many syllables is that? Introspective. 4-syllable word, nigga. That's right. Okay. Well, I want to give shout outs to everybody that's in the game with me, man. Side Trickster, Tony Dreamer, Knowledge Gangster, shit, T-Man, fucking, goddamn, Taylor Made, Rick Nasty, shit, y'all motherfuckers take it easy, man, it's getting crazy out there, watch your back, these niggas out here, they thirsty, nigga, these niggas is hungry out here, man, so y'all take it easy, I'm out.